I just love this quote. Selling is simply the transference of feeling. That is from the great Zig Ziglar. Okay, it's all about the transference of feeling. They don't buy because they need a six-week program, right? They buy because they feel like your stuff is going to help them or your widget's going to change their life, right? Or that new iPhone is just their thing. They feel it. Why would those people stand in line? Meredith, when did you get your new iPhone? The day it came out? Okay. A 6+. So she had the feeling that she had to have the bigger one, right? Okay, so let's look at a few keys to success in whenever we're having our sales conversations. Number one is to ask a lot of open-ended questions. You do not want yes, no answers. You want open-ended questions. What do you see to be possible if? If you could change this in your life, what would it look like? Why? How? Those are open-ended questions, right? Why would you do this? How would you do this? Someone comes to you, you're a business coach, and they say, you know what? I just don't know if that program is right for me. Okay, great. So you want to build your business? Yes. So how are you going to do it? What is going to be different tomorrow that did not happen today? What are you going to do different tomorrow? All of those are open-ended questions. Uncomfortable questions, but open-ended questions that you have to have with them. Number two, take a lot of notes. And remember this from day one. It's all about their words. So I do use Evernote. I told you guys that, evernote.com. That's what I keep notes in. Every time I have a conversation, I have a record of that conversation. I have all the highlighted stuff. I have the words that you used. Sometimes it's a year later when I talk to you. I just go back into Evernote and I search for your name and it pulls it up. And I'm like, and this happened back in January. I remember this because it had been the prior January since I had talked to that person the day before. Like I talked to her like January 14th last year, and this year I talked to her like January 15th. And I said, can you believe it's been a year and a day since we spoke? And she went, what? Right? So I don't know about you guys. I do not have a good memory at this stage for everything and everyone that I speak to. I need to take good notes. There is nothing wrong with that. I'd much prefer you remember that I have children. You remember that, you know, I have this type of business, what it is that I do. Whatever those answers are, you can do that in Infusionsoft. You can do that in Evernote. You can keep information on these people so that they feel like you're there for them. You are there for them, so it's not a falsification. It's just that you got to take it up a notch. What is the difference? You know the difference. You've talked to those people that you've had the conversation with before who don't remember you, and then you've talked to those people who do remember, and you think, oh, wow, how cool was that? That's what this is about. Number three, understand that you are selling throughout the process, right? Now, here's the thing. Do not attempt to sell, that came out kind of country. Do not attempt to sell before there's an emotional movement in the conversation. That's where most people go wrong. It's those people on Facebook again who connect with me and immediately send me something saying, you know what, I am a great life coach and I bet I could help you improve your relationship with your children. Yeah, right? You don't even know me. You know I have children because you see their pictures on my Facebook page. I got that. But you don't know what the relationship is. Don't do those kind of things. Okay? Don't attempt to sell too early. Build a relationship with me. Build a relationship in that conversation with the person that you're having. That relationship building could last 10, 15 minutes. It might last that entire call, and you schedule the follow-up call to have the sales conversation. And there is nothing wrong with that, people. Absolutely nothing wrong. Okay?